This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At the risk of repeating myself here, it is more likely than not that lots of businesses, big ones and small ones, aren't going to come out the other end of this thing. At particular risk, restaurants, which operate on super thin margins in the best of times. But the cold, hard reality is that those businesses closing is a business opportunity in itself, because there are companies, auctioneers basically, that specialize in liquidating bankrupt companies' assets. And a lot of those companies are already seeing businesses pick up. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, here she is again, has that one.
Often, when a restaurant goes out of business, owners need to get rid of a lot of stuff and quickly. So they hire an auctioneer, but not necessarily a fast talker. Like so many other things, liquidation auctions have shifted online in recent years, with scheduled pickup times, online bidding, and video tours posted on YouTube.
So I'm just going to skim you through the kitchen real quick. Got your prep table. Plate storage, prep tables, you got your refrigerators and freezers.
Businesses shut down and liquidate all the time, for a mix of reasons. Now, almost all the calculations revolve around COVID-19. BJ Jennings, president of Jennings Auction Group in Pennsylvania, says restaurants where she's based,
they just can't survive this. Being shut for 2 months, how much longer it will be, and then trying to restart their businesses, it's going to be a very, very difficult situation.
Jennings Auction Company is temporarily closed. It's a non-essential business in the state. But she says,
and I expect that once we're able to start conducting business, once the courts reopen to start filing for bankruptcies, we're going to start seeing an awful lot of filings that are going to be for liquidations.
Auction companies tend to be leading indicators of economic hard times, according to John Schultz with the National Auctioneers Association. He works for Grafe Auction in Minnesota, and he says it's not always an easy business.
These are conversations that are bittersweet, right? When these iconic restaurants and bakeries and food service places that, where we commune as people, call you and say, you know, I can't do this anymore. It really pulls on your heartstrings, right?
Schultz is currently talking about liquidation with a local bakery, a fixture of his community. He's grateful for the business opportunity, but also,
it is almost a bit of a mutual grieving process, you know, with the owner of that business and you. Hey, how can I help you move on and close this chapter and start the next chapter of your life?
Determining just when to close that chapter is particularly challenging for small business owners right now. Earlier in the pandemic, we knew very little about how long the shutdowns would last or what reopening might look like. Christopher Rasmus is CEO of Rasmus Auctions, which runs online liquidations in the Mid-Atlantic region.
I think as this epidemic has matured, it's becoming clearer to people what the future might look like, where back in early March, there was no idea what it was going to look like.
For a while, his business tapered off. But in the last week or so, he's been getting more calls.
From successful business people pre-COVID, you know, the preamble was kind of, I never thought I would be making this phone call, but I'm going to need to consider liquidating my business.
Now, if a bunch of commercial refrigerators and bar tables suddenly start coming on the market, that could push down prices, affecting just how much of a loss business owners are stuck with. But for those that are in a position to buy, Pennsylvania auctioneer BJ Jennings says,
they will be able to take advantage of an opportunity to buy good replacement used equipment and furnishings.
And while operations are shut down, some businesses are trying to think strategically. Eric Heidenberger is a partner in DC Restaurant Group, which owns 11 locations here in Washington, D.C. and in Delaware. If the shutdown only lasts another few weeks, he is optimistic he'll be able to reopen. And he's been scoping out some of the online auctions.
There's always repairs that need to be done in a restaurant. There's tables and chairs that, you know, might be weather. There's refrigerators, there's kitchen equipment.
Heidenberger acknowledges it's awkward to potentially benefit, albeit indirectly, from other restaurants failing. But he thinks of it like a scene from the movie Forrest Gump,
where, you know, he buys a shrimp boat and there's a lot of competition to start. And then, you know, he weathers this big hurricane storm and he's one of the last boats standing at the end. Our goal is to weather this storm as best as we can.
And maybe, come out stronger in the end. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.